USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is facing pressure from Republicans to act as he confronts the first major crisis under his leadership, the worsening supply chain crunch. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke with Fox's Jesse Waters.
You're probably not going to be able to get everything you want for Christmas. Well, I mean, who's going to save Christmas for Americans? Pete Buttigieg? I mean, please. Pete Buttigieg couldn't organize a one-car funeral. He's not going to organize our nation's ports and railroads and highways and airports.
Buttigieg is facing increased scrutiny about how to handle delays and backlogs caused by the country's frayed supply chains as the holiday season fast approaches. President Joe Biden admitted during a Friday speech in Hartford, Connecticut, that a $3.5 trillion price tag on his hallmark Build Back Better budget reconciliation bill will be unable to pass the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight, sending Lucy to uncover the fossils of our solar system.
An ambitious project aiming to learn more about the birth and development of the solar system has launched from Florida ahead of a 12-year mission to reach asteroids near Jupiter. During a portion of an interview with ABC News aired on Friday's broadcast of Good Morning America, Jim Monkmeyer, the president of transportation for DHL Supply Chain.
I think domestically, because the truck driving, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
On Friday's broadcast of NBC's Deadline White House, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a rosier picture.
The president's leadership bringing back our economy, long way to go, but look at the numbers right now. Record-breaking goods coming into this country. Retail sales.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A meteorite lands on a pillow next to a lady in Canada. USA's Wendy King has details.
Ruth Hamilton had a rude awakening earlier this month when a large meteorite plunged from space through her roof and landed right next to her head. The resident of Golden, British Columbia woke up to the sound of a crash and her dog barking. She told police she's never been so scared in her life. Hamilton, 66, said it occurred at 11:35 at night. I wasn't sure what to do, so I called 911. When I was speaking with the operator, I flipped over my pillow and saw that a rock had fallen between the two pillows. She said she had debris on her face from the drywall, but not a scratch from the meteorite. She said she's grateful to be alive. Scientists say the chances of a meteorite big enough to penetrate a roof and hit a bed are about 1 in 100 billion per year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Parents of diverse ethnic backgrounds gathered outside the Department of Education on Thursday to demand that New York City's Gifted and Talented program be preserved. Several city officials accompanied the more than 200 parents and supporters from all five administrative districts and condemned the mayor's leftist political education agenda. Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has less than 3 months in office, announced last week that the Gifted and Talented program would be phased out and replaced with his own progressive program. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.